listening to you, the packages and the service, together with the rates as well.
Thank you, June. I appreciate it. Hi, right, Alan?
Yeah.
How are you doing today?
Busy.
A little busy? Okay, I hear you. Well,
yeah.
It's nice to meet you, Alan. Now, my name's David, and I'm the director here in charge for your area. Let's go ahead and see what we have in store for you. Now, you have any questions for me right now, aside from pricing?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. I'll be real direct. I mean, I like to be real respectful to you guys this time. So, I mean, I hope you don't mind. You know, I'll get right down to it. This listing is going to have 50 miles from home base where we can ensure that first phase placement. It'll be Google, Bing, Apple Maps, Siri, and Alexa. Okay. Now, it is a flat rate. It's $299. Bills once a month for that amount. You're not charged per job, per click, or per call. Okay. You can claim the territory, like I said, up to 50 miles if you're willing to cover that. If you're doing anything smaller than that, what we'll do is we'll turn down that radius and we can talk about, you know, a little bit more of a discount there. But I mean, is that something that fits you guys' business model?
So this is like SEO stuff or what?
Well, yeah, it is search engine optimization. What we'd be doing is programming you into that first page position. Now by day 45 of being with our company, you find yourself anchored on that front page and you won't rotate.
I already have a company working on this for me.
They're doing your search engine optimization. How are your results? I mean, how much traffic are you generating? Do you have an analytics system where you can see those types of things?
Well, I mean, I think the traffic's fine now. I mean, I don't know.
Any phone calls from your listing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not flooded, but yeah, I am.
Okay, fantastic. So, yeah, I'm doing a little search in your area, right, to kind of see what we can actually help you with, right? Now, we can definitely help you increase the visibility, right, of the keywords. Now, are you aware of which keywords you're currently ranking for? Right now, you're a little bit buried in some of the popular keywords. Like for flooring installation, you know, things like that, landscaper and repair, these types of words I've already done a search for, right? Those are a little bit buried. I mean, are you aware of which keywords they have you listed for right now and they have you programmed with?
There's a few. I'd have to get on the phone with them. I mean, they're handling all that.
Gotcha. Okay. I mean, there you list. Are you going towards the Houston area? I mean, if you don't mind me asking.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. So how far are you typically going?
Oh, I stay in DFW pretty much. As far as I go is like Denton.
Okay. So DFW, the first year goes Denton. Now, here's the deal. I don't find a Google business profile for you yet, right? Like, I can't find a profile at all. I see a T5 Property Solutions LLC. I see your Better Business Bureau. I see a Facebook. Your home base is 76039, right?
Right.
How do you list? Yeah. So yeah, your Google business profile isn't showing up. Have you gotten it verified yet? Have you done like the video verification or maybe the PIN verification?
Yeah, I've been on there for 6 months. No, not 6 months, probably 3 months, I guess. 3 months. I was just in it 2 days ago, looking at things, so I know it's there. Unless I need to look into it, see why it's hidden, but I've had it for a little bit, 3 months, I guess.
Let's see, I'm on Maps. Okay, here we go. You have 6 reviews, 5 stars. Am I right? Close at 8 p.m.? Gotcha. So yeah, I found you. So that's the difference, right? I mean, basically with the keywords, you're just a little bit buried because right now you're classified under a handyman, right? Handy person. That's on the profile. So I mean, basically what we're going to do is update your meta tags. What I'll do for you is I see you got a website here. I mean, how much are they charging you to host this website and do your SEO services?
Oh, you won't be able to beat it. They're in the Philippines. They're $40 a month.
Yeah, I can't believe that. I can definitely give you results.
No one can beat that.
I can't beat 40.
No one can beat that.
Here's what I can do for you. At a competitor, I can't beat 40. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not even going to, you know.
Yeah,
I'm not even going to try. But I will tell you, here's what I can do at a competitor. I can do 249, and I can give you real results. I can give you trackable results, very transparent. We are month to month, and we're also based here in the States, right? We have 24/7 customer service support. I'll give you access to your Google Business Analytics dashboard. I'll bring you in with no programming charge or fee. We'll take over the hosting of the website as well. You'll have everything in-house, right? That's definitely some of the benefits. I'll even throw in a social media package for you. At 249, what I'll do is we'll do some retargeting ads for you. We'll do those all month. It'll be about 200 to 250 ads, which means we're going to host your social media and that Facebook profile, and I'll use retargeting ads. So if anybody's in the marketing place and they're asking for handyman services or flooring, painting, we're going to have you set up for those keywords so when they go back to their actual profiles and start scrolling, your flyer shows on their timeline. Right? I'm pretty sure if you have your Facebook, it happens to you all the time. Right? You just start seeing ads for the things you've been looking for, right, or even talking about. So I'll throw that package in there for you, and we'll do that all at 249. I mean, is that fair to give us a shot? I see you're on the Better Business Bureau. I mean, we are as well. We're A-plus Better Business Bureau rated. We're based out of Fountain Valley, California.
Well, I don't like to make, I mean, quick decisions like this. I mean, I'm going to need to look at it because – I mean, yeah, they're cheap as shit, but that doesn't mean they're doing anything either, so.
Yeah, that's really the difference. I mean, at 249, I'm going to do everything for you. We're going to get the Siri, Alexa, Apple Maps, Bing, Google. I'm going to do the social media and look on the website.
What's the website thing?
So basically, since they're doing your website right now, what we're going to do is, do you own the domain or do they own it? You know?
I do.
Okay. So if you own the domain, that's great. You'll give us access to it. We'll rebuild the website and we'll do all the hosting for you. We'll place it inside of your Google Business dashboard. So that way you have access to it as well. Right? Now, basically with that website, it'll be up within the first 7 to 14 days. And so will your social media. Your directory submissions go live within 5 to 7 days. And that's like your Apple Maps, your Bing, Siri, Alexa, those. Now, as far as like your Yelp, we'll host an active listing for you. I don't see you there yet. So we'll get that taken care of. That way you're always discoverable through Yelp as well. So basically we'll cover all the bases for you. You really won't need any other service when it comes down to the search engines or the digital marketing world. If you ever decide to run Google ads, all you do is you call me up. You say, hey, Dave, I want to put $300 into Google ads. We'll run them dollar for dollar for you. What it means is you don't get charged for putting them in. So every dollar you put in will go straight to the Google ad budget. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So y'all have just a setup fee for the Google ad?
No, there is no setup fee at all. So like say right now you sign up with us at $249, right? That's for all the services we talked about. That's the flat rate. And say later on down the line, you know, you're getting real hot. You just want to grow. Say, hey, Dave, let's put $300 in the Google ads. All you would do is get $300 and all go straight to the Google ads, is what I'm saying. We're not going to charge you to run those ads for you since you're already our customer. Does that make sense?
Right. So the problem I have with, because I put my Google ads, my LSA Google ads, I put them on hold right now, like they're paused. The problem I have with those is when people call me through Google or through that, you know, and it comes through on a, I forget what area code it is or whatever. So it comes in as a spam call. And so that's my battle right now is I get a million fucking spam calls a day. And
you're not being charged for those, are you?
Well, no, I'm saying like it could be a legitimate lead. Like you could be searching something on Google and click on me and say contact and it'll contact me. It will come in as spam. It'll say spam on my side. And so that's my problem is I can't detect just by looking at my phone and the phone ringing whether it's you calling as an active lead from Google or if it's an actual spam call. So my frustration is I'm pretty much having to answer every freaking spam call that comes in.
And now the answer to that problem is,
Well, I was going to say, and then I have to get into my Google stuff and make sure they're not charging me or, you know, hit edit and label it like, hey, this is so-and-so with whatever company you're with, or I'll label it as spam. That way, if I go back and look, I see that I labeled it as spam and either they charged me or they didn't. And if they did, I have to go on and get it taken off. But that's the problem I'm having. I get a lot of spam calls and some of them are the Google and some of them are not. So I just turned it off because shit, you know, and then I get dinged for not answering the phone and I'm like, okay, well, I'm not going to answer every fucking spam call that comes in.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So the number one answer I'd give you to that and the solution is going to be the call tracking that we provide, right? So what the call tracking does is it blocks out the spam calls, right? It only lets you focus on the calls that matter and it's going to make sure that it filters them correctly, right? So if it's a, you know, Google verified LSA lead, it becomes a Google verified. Now, when I was talking about running the leads dollar for dollar, that's more of a pay-per-click campaign, right? When you're talking about running the LSA, which is the local service ads campaign, that's the pay-per-qualified lead, right? Now, we do run the Google Verified for businesses as well. Now, for your Google Verified, are you under the flooring vertical, handyman? Which one did you verify under? Because you have it off right now, so I can't see it on the profile. Like, right now, it's not showing the badge on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I turned it off because I was frustrated, but...
The thing with that service is, it is the gold standard for small to medium-sized businesses. So it's a really good thing that you have it. Because honestly, once you have it working correctly for you, it's all that you really need. Now, the biggest thing is getting it tuned correctly, not just when it comes down to receiving the calls, but making sure that your data service is providing in the correct areas, making sure you set up your geofencing. And you see, I didn't see a service area trimmed out for you yet, right? And these are the things that our IT team does, right? The IT team will trim out that geofence, they'll set up the highlighted area, you know, mask the business, just all the little things that make a difference. It's also going to come down to your meta tags as well as the proper keywords, right? So really what I want to know is what vertical did we go under as a handyman? How much budget did you put for? Was it the 13 lead minimum? You know what I mean? And kind of what are you paying per lead right now? What's the average? I can tell you what I have right now in the Dallas-Fort Worth is at $84. That's in the handyman vertical. Minimum budget be $1,092. Does that sound about right?
Well, I think $1,000 a month or a week or a month?
No, so remember, the amount that you put is for a set number of leads, right? So $1,092 would give you 13 of the pre-qualified exclusive leads. Now, when you sign up for a full digital marketing provider like us, we assign what's called an account manager to your local service ads, right? Now, what that account manager does is they're looking over the sheer performance of the account. If you receive an unqualified lead, you need something that needs to be challenged, they take care of all that for you, right? You don't have to sift through that stuff. All you have to do is focus on taking the call, closing the deal, making the money, right? Continuing to turn over that cash flow. They're going to handle everything when it comes down to the digital marketing side. Now, what you'd be looking at for something like that, if we did the LSA budget for you and we were going to manage it, you'd be looking at, it'd be the $249 a month. There's a one-time transfer fee. That was $125, right? We'd get you on a $374, and basically that's going to get you your account manager that will handle all your local service ads, set everything up for you, and do all the challenges. Now, the $249 is going to handle all of your search engine optimization, Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, website, everything else we talked about, right? So that's kind of those two packages and how they work. But once you get that $125 and we do the transfer, we're going to take over those local service ads and start running them for you. So basically, we'll manage the budget. And with that being said, they will start performing for you. I mean, it's not a question of if, it's just when.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't think, I don't know. I have to think about it, or there's an email you can send me or something so I can read it when I get home. But No, I understand your $249 package and everything, but, you know, I already have a website that's dirt cheap, and they're doing kind of SEO on their side, and they're included in that because they are based in the Philippines, and, I mean, it's cheap as hell.
Well, then I guess let me ask you this one. Do you see value in the Facebook side of it? I mean, if you don't see value in the Facebook side of it, I don't have to go with the $249 reoccurring, right? I mean, basically, I was just trying to help you out so that way we can bundle everything together. It keeps you, you know, with just one payment, right, and with one company.
So the,
now, if you want them to
the
handle
Facebook.
It, you're...
Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
The Facebook side of it, are you talking about the ads, the Facebook ads?
Yeah, remember how I talked about I was putting that package in there for you with the social media and the website? So pretty much I was putting that so that way we're hitting every avenue pretty hard out the gate, right? I mean, how busy are you right now?
I mean, I'm all right. I mean, I'm not like flooded or anything, but I also deal a lot with property management companies. So I'm trying to, that's been the struggle is moving from property management over to what I call normal people.
I hear you on that one.
But
I work for Keller Williams as well. I'm a licensed realtor here in Texas, so I know
okay,
what you're talking
yeah,
about when it comes to the property management. You say normal people, yeah, oh yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, so my prices are a little lower for property management, obviously, because of landlords or whoever, but the Facebook ad, I actually just got into the Facebook ad. Like literally yesterday, tried to set it all up and shit. And I start getting these little $2 charges and cause I don't know anything. So I just put like $5 a day or whatever the shit it is. I don't even know what
yeah.
I was doing, but it's hitting me. And I got to charge it like 2 a.m. for like $2.38. And I'm like, I don't even understand. Then it says, you know, view ad or manage ad. And I click on it. Well, I want to see what the ad looks like. Not from a dashboard. I want to look, you know, what y'all see or where it's showing up or, and there's no way for me to freaking do that. And so I'm like, oh, I don't even know what this fucking ad looks like. You know, I did the ad preview, but that really didn't tell me dick. You know, I want to get
so
in there
much.
And have a customer. Yeah. I want to get in there and hit get quote or you know, send message or whatever button's active and see what it does. If it's doing it like the way
yeah.
I wanted it to do or how I thought I was setting it up, but. I'm not able to do that right
so
now.
Here's how you're going to do that. Go to your, and just a little tip, right, so I can help you out here, but if you want to do that, do it as a customer, just go to your regular profile, which is like your personal one, and then in the little, where the magnifying glass is, go and search for your business profile, and then click on the business profile there. It shouldn't take you to the dashboard. It should just take you to view it like a customer, right? You're not going to see the ad pop up like on your timeline while you're scrolling or anything unless you have like retargeting ads, right? But as far as being able to see the ad as published, you'll see it there on your page.
Well, yeah, it'll find my Facebook business page is what you're saying. Or are you saying something different?
Yeah, it'll find your Facebook business page and then you can click there and you'll be able to view your ad. Right, just scroll down and then you can see the ad there, basically. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'll have to try that when I get home. but no, that's the most frustrating thing because they send me an email saying, hey, it's been set up and everything. You know, click here to view ad or manage ad, and I'll click on it and it takes me to a fucking dashboard, and I'm like, okay.
I hear you on that one. So,
but no,
yeah,
I'm not
Facebook
totally.
Social media thing, yeah, with that one, as far as the dashboard goes and, you know, the headache and putting that money in, I mean, if you're going to end up doing $100 or $150 by the end of the month anyway, might as well let it take over. I'm going to do more than that in the ads plus more services. I mean, that'd be a $249. But, I mean, if you're not interested in that one, what I can do for you is we can do your local service ads, which is your LSA. We can manage that one for you. Now, if we're managing that alone, it is a one-time payment. That one's $250. And then basically we just manage your budget from there, right? So it'd be your one-time $250. We'll send you over the information so that way you can transfer us as your manager. And then we start managing the budget from there. So basically you pay us 25% on the lead. So it'd be around, I think right now you're probably around about $8.25 a lead. right? So at 13 leads, it'd be around $92 monthly reoccurring if you're using 13 leads every month. And that'd be for LSA only. What's a good email address for you, Alan? Putting together your proposal.
You could do Alan, A-L-L-A-N, at callt5.com.
Be under Google verified and then from David Gonzalez.
Okay.
You're going to have some all options right there. I broke it down for you in three sections. Okay. Down on bottom, you'll see like the minimum budget, you know, cost per lead. Basically, what we'll do is whatever, because I know right now you said that you don't know your cost per lead or where that's at. So, I mean, next time we jump on the line, we'll go over that and then I'd be able to get you the really accurate cost per lead, right? Because what we're going to do is kind of take it. Well, you know what? Let me pull it up quick. If you got about 2 minutes, I'll find it for you, right? Let's see. But the other thing is we got to also make sure you're in the handyman vertical, right? I mean, are you getting calls for things like, you know, a TV mounting, flooring, painting, water fixtures, ceiling fans? What type of calls have you gotten from your LSA?
Yeah, about the same. I mean, honestly, like, most of them have been, like, freaking furniture.
Furniture assemblies.
Furniture assemblies, which I really don't, well, it's money, but I don't really necessarily like doing that shit, but. It's kind of out of my realm, but I know a lot of people need it, but,
furniture assembly and also delivery of furniture and appliances, things like that from places like Home Depot, you know, those types of deals, Lowe's. Those are also big ones because a lot of people don't have trucks, right? And those types of places don't deliver.
Right.
Different things. Okay, so 6384. So it looks like we're about $63. So what we'd be looking at is that's $21. So a management on 13. So the LSA management on 13 leads is going to be about 270, give or take. Be about $2 or $3, give or take, right? Either way. Now, do you know how the max lead bidding works to make sure that you get quality calls? And also, I mean, honestly, in Texas, there's not a whole lot of licensing that goes on, right? So, I mean, if you're into bigger jobs, or you say you like doing remodels, things like that, there's things that we can help you out, like for T5 to go into, like, the contractor category. Is that something you've ever thought about?
Yeah, I mean, I do. Flips and stuff like that too, but I was with another little firm that we were trying to set up the handyman side of it. Obviously, we were going to be less focused. Like I said, all the property management stuff, we have investors too that we do flips for and stuff like that. So I do kind of everything, but we were trying to focus more on handyman side because, I mean, you can honestly make some great money on the handyman side more than the projects that you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, now, the only reason I ask, general contractor, the cost per lead comes in a little bit less, right? Comes in at $63, basically, and there's no license requirement, and they're not asking for insurance until the end of the year, right? So anybody who goes into the vertical right now isn't going to need those things, and you'll still get the check marks. Now, with that one, the person leads at 819, right? Go ahead.
You're saying that most of the leads that come in, you're saying they're around $80 a piece?
For the handyman, they're at $84. That's right.
And is that like a, that's just something Google sets the amount?
That's right. Google sets the amount for the cost per lead. So it tells me right here, basically, how much, what was that?
Or do they base it up off of what type of, you know, like a furniture assembly compared to a gate repair or something?
Yeah, no, they don't. I mean, the job, it can be a full residential flooring or painting, and it'll be the same $84 like it would be if you were mounting it.
Okay.
So with Google Verified, yeah, they won't change the price of it based on the job itself. Now, that's where things like a general contractor, I mean, if you, you know, remodel things like that, I mean, where it can pay off when you pay $63 and you end up doing a full remodel or roofing job. Right? I mean, that's where it kind of comes in different. I mean, it just depends on how you like to work. I mean, if you focus in on more of the handyman jobs, we can definitely get that done for you, right? Basically, what we would be looking at would be that $84, manage that lead for you, that LSA, and just depending if you want the account manager or not on the account is where we would go with, like, the monthly reoccurring rate.
Yeah, I'm going to check when I get home, and I'm going to log into the LSA thing, because I could have swore it was hitting me at, like, I think they were down around $40 a lead. And that's why I was questioning
definitely.
Do it by the lead type.
Yeah, no, it won't change on the lead type. Now, there is a system called max lead bidding that some companies will use to make sure they're soaking up more of the leads. So, say you got a guy that's running like 10 crews, right, with like 10 trucks, and it's an HVAC guy. And you have another HVAC guy, and he's a owner-operator. He's working on his own. So, you got one guy with a 13 lead budget, the other guy with a 100 lead budget. Right? So, the guy with a 100 lead is going to turn on max lead bidding so he can soak up more of those leads quicker. So, you'll notice businesses like that, I mean, just depending on how much work you're going to get is how often Google's going to filter it to you.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
I connect to your truck.
Yeah, I got out for a second. I had to unload some stuff.
Oh, okay. I hear you. So, I mean, you know, you just tell me what you think, Alan. I mean, if you want to, you know, you feel comfortable right now, we can go through a voice verification. I mean, if you wanted to do, you know, an appointment where we can get all this covered for you, I do want to make sure if we're going with Google Verify to have the proper information, right? Because, I mean, we wouldn't need it.
Yeah. Now, let me look over the proposal. I mean, I'm interested, obviously, but like I said, my issue with Google ads right now is that I can't distinguish whether or not it's a spam call or not. So, and that's why I've been basically answering,
right? I mean, we'll take care of that for you. I'll end that headache. You don't got to worry about that no more. I mean, really, you're just going to get the quality phone calls. And if it's a lead that you reject, then you're not going to pay for it. And our account manager will make sure of that, right? So, I mean, if Google verifies you want something to get work for you, I give you the best price and it's an A-plus Better Business Bureau company, right? So, really.
So, so you guys can make it to where I will be able to tell if it's a Google call or not?
Absolutely. So that, remember, that's what we talked about, that call tracking system that we're going to give you. That's what it does for you.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to filter everything for you. Not just filter it. It's going to make sure that you're only getting good calls. If you're rejecting a lead or something, I mean, that's going to be on you, but we're going to make sure that you know it is a qualified lead versus a spam call. Right, that's going to be the major difference there. I mean, we will solve that problem for you.
Yeah, because that's annoying having to answer everything.
And we give you transparent results. You know, you do the Google Business Dashboard, you see everything. And it's really easy. I send you a quick, and you know what? I'll send it to you right now. So that way you can check it out tonight when you're looking over the other information. I want you to watch the video on the dashboard because it shows you everything. It's literally about 2.5 minutes. Maybe. And it walks you through, right? So, check this one out. Okay. I just sent that one out to you so you can check out the dashboard too, so you can understand really how we're going to be able to filter those things for you. And I mean, if that's the biggest problem right now, is that, you know, you're not able to figure out which calls are the good ones. Not a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I can't do any of that right now. I got to finish some stuff up, but
no worries, Alex. I'm not here to push you in anything, partner. I'm just here to help you. So, I mean, you just let me know you want to have a conversation tomorrow morning, afternoon, I mean, later this evening, Friday. I mean, it's just really falls on your part.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay. So, do you want me to give you a call tomorrow, about midday?
Tomorrow. Yeah, probably midday would be all right.
Okay. Yeah, just so that way you have some time to look over, figure out what vertical you're in, what your last cost per lead was. You know what I mean? Now we jump back on the line. I mean, you give me that information, I'll know exactly what I can do.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, Alan. Well, we appreciate it, partner. It's definitely been a good one. Right. And have a nice evening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.